Sometimes you do have to be paycheck by paycheck. So I think 5 for $15 really encompassed, hold on, like 12 is not enough, 10 isn't enough. And yeah, California passed legislation, but it's for 2022, and people need to eat now. They don't need to eat a couple years from now.
She's got a good point. Welcome to Broke, the show about why you don't have money and what you'll do to get it. I'm Carla Javier. The woman speaking, that's Estefanie Castañeda. She's 20 years old, and we met at a rally called Fight for 15 in downtown Los Angeles. Before I go any further, just as a heads up, Estefanie and I met after the rally, and that's why it's sometimes a little noisy in the background.
And it's like NASCAR and like churches. Like, if you couldn't get LA all in one day, like at least the sounds of LA, you got them too.
Cars, alarms,
airplanes, everything.
So bear with us. Estefanie has been working since her junior year of high school. She started at a small restaurant in the LA area as a cashier slash server slash hostess. She started at minimum wage, which was $8 an hour at the time.
And when it raised to $9 an hour, at first it was a hassle to tell her, like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's legal. I should be getting paid this. And she kind of tried to postpone it and say, well, you won't be getting paid that this paycheck. Wait till the next.
Even at that young age, Estefanie was standing up for her legal rights.
Good jokes and good vibes and activism.
That's from her Twitter bio. Estefanie marched in that Fight for 15 rally in LA I mentioned earlier. But remember, California, where we live, has already passed a minimum wage increase. It'll go into effect in small steps, a 50-cent increase, then some more, until it hits 15 in 2022. That's more than 5 years from now. For Estefanie, it's too late. That's from the rally. Downtown was packed with folks in bright t-shirts. A lot of them were with specific groups. Childcare workers were in yellow, fast food employees were in red, and Lucha por 15 in black and green.
It was so colorful and not just by the colors of the shirts, but just skin tone wise, every color was there. Every kind of person was there, and every kind of face was there. I saw Spanish and English and different languages resonating, and people of all kinds. There were kids too. There were little kids and adults and veterans and young people. There's a little girl that stood out to me that was with the spokesman from Fight for 15. He came with his wife and his daughter, and she was so calm, and she was like 2-3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was her expression, we were all talking about it. She was just kind of like, I've been here before, like I've done this, like I can keep doing this all day. Clearly you saw her expression was just like, really, we're doing this again? And I think that was just everybody's, like, part of their frustration was with that, like, we're doing this again? Like, why does this have to keep on going on? Like, why aren't we going through? Like, we should be going through. You have these two types of people right now who are either hopeful or frustrated, or, well, you have a third kind. They're both. Qui bono? Who benefits? And at this time and age, we're seeing that who benefits is not the majority. And that's what's making people come out, because who benefits should be us.
One of the corporations they were protesting was McDonald's. The rally actually ended with a march through a McDonald's.
We were walking towards Skid Row, and that's when I was able to do my chant. And I was given the microphone, essentially, and I said, si los de abajo nos movemos, los de arriba se caen.
If the ones on the bottom move, the ones on the top fall.
So it's this notion that people in the bottom or lower classes have a voice, and we can get things done. We just need to mobilize and show that we are strong as one, that we can be united as one. And that's way more powerful than the power that the top people have, because without us in the bottom, they wouldn't be where they are. So everyone from the lawyers to priests to just other community activists were saying, like, you deserve to have equal pay. You deserve to have a pay that speaks for your work ethic. I think this movement just shows how much people think that it's more than just like the cost of a burger raising a few cents.
As a reminder, Broke is a show about why you don't have money and what you do to get it. For Stephanie, the rally meant giving low-wage workers a chance to rise up. They don't have a lot of money now, but maybe if they ask loudly enough, they can. While I was there, there weren't a lot of other media reporting at the rally, despite the fact that it was happening concurrently with Fight for 15 rallies around the world. I asked Stephanie if she thought that was related to any bias. Maybe everyone was just tired of hearing stories of entitled young people asking for more.
There's definitely that resurgence of movements that we've had in the history of America in the 60s and 70s, where a lot of young people weren't labeling it as an entitlement, which is, I don't think it is. I think it's more so us saying we have these problems going on in our society, so why not address them? And us being the younger generation, it's kind of that idea that it's our duty to do so, and it's what's morally right to do so.
Stephanie left the job at the small restaurant. She now works in retail as a sales associate. She makes $11.75 an hour, more than a dollar over minimum wage. Broke is written, reported, and produced by me, Carla Javier, with feedback and guidance from the faculty at the University of Southern California. I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. The song you hear right now is I Need a Dollar by Aloe Black. It was suggested by a listener on Twitter named Julian.
He's literally asking or expressing his need for a dollar being, you know, more than a dollar. He needs some money. So the role of money here is implied that it's kind of like survival. He needs the money to survive. And he's been, you know, the chance to make that money has been taken away from him. I have been laid off in the past. But the kind of whole melancholy attitude is not like really something that resonates with me.
Next time on Broke.
Because when we think of a millennial as some white person sitting on a lawn, probably an artist or, you know, venturing these little projects, doing, being in a coffee shop and just, you know, going about their day, going with their friends.
Thanks for listening.